The test for right of abode for a long-stay foreign national resident of Hong Kong is to be able to show that you've been continuously and ordinarily resident in Hong Kong for a period of not less than 7 years, and that any absences from Hong Kong in that time have been of a merely temporary nature, as evidenced by what you leave behind to return back to at the end of each temporary stint abroad. You also need to show that you have settled in Hong Kong at the time that you make your application for permanent residency. So on the facts that we've got in this question, it would appear that you've actually got in place all the necessary presumptive evidence to denote that you are settled in Hong Kong. The fact that you've got a home, the fact that your child was born in Hong Kong, you've got a full-time sponsored foreign domestic helper, you've got your business in Hong Kong, you're reporting for tax purposes on Hong Kong, you have an office and you've got a couple of employees, and on the basis and on the assumption that you continue to maintain all of that in situ for the rest of the time that you spend in Hong Kong, on the strength of that evidence, there is enough presumptive evidence to show that you are, for all practical purposes, settled in Hong Kong. Now, this then turns to the nub of the question, which is how much time is expected for you to be spending in Hong Kong to settle the idea of continuous, ordinary residence. Continuity is on the face of it established through the maintenance of immigration status, residence immigration status, back-to-back throughout all of that time. And therefore, we then just need to look to the number of days and how that impacts on the perception of your notion of being settled up to and including the 7 year mark. If you've got a really good reason for you spending a lot of time outside of Hong Kong, then the Immigration Department will accept that for what it is. Ostensibly, in the vast majority of cases, this is settled through the fact that your commercial activities, your commercial endeavours, whilst ostensibly based in Hong Kong, are keeping you away from Hong Kong. Question is then begged as to what about the situation where if you choose voluntarily to spend time away from Hong Kong because that's what you prefer to do, and how would the Immigration Department perceive that as, in a sense, negating your idea of ordinary residence? The law, in actual fact, the common law, allows you to have a place of permanent residence, believe it or not, in two different places. You can be ordinarily resident in more than one place at any one point in time. But that's an argument that you don't really want to be having with the Immigration Department. What it's better to do is to sort of lay down the necessary sort of tracks now, anticipating that you'll have a really good excuse at the 7 year mark as to why you've spent all of the time outside of Hong Kong that you have, given, of course, that that's offset by the fact that you have everything else in place that shows that Hong Kong is your effectively your only place of permanent residence because of the facts on the ground that you've created in that time. I also assume that at the time that you make your application, your child will be in school, and that's, again, further good evidence as to the fact of settlement at the time that you make your application. So it's a tough one. It's a tough one to definitively advise you on. My best advice would be anticipate that it's the number of days in Hong Kong that are going to be the issue, and the time that you voluntarily choose to spend away from Hong Kong, and that's something to a large degree you can control. The requirements are that the continuous ordinary residence effectively are structured in such a way that even on the application form for right of abode, any absences that are less than 6 months don't need detailing or specific explanation at the time that you commence your permanent residency processes. But the Immigration Department will go through a tally to look to see effectively how much time you spent in Hong Kong in all of that time. So my best advice really would be, look, carry on with what you're doing, but don't spend a lot of time away in large blocks. If you can organise your affairs such that you can come into Hong Kong for a week every 2 or 3 months or so, prefer a little bit longer than that, and maintain that sort of profile throughout all of the time that you're in Hong Kong. And then perhaps when your child gets a little bit older and the opportunity for your child to go to preschool or, preschool really, then put the child in preschool. Perhaps that would be, you know, when he or she's 3 or 4 years of age, and show that the child's been in preschool, even though when he's not in preschool, you've chosen to be elsewhere. So the saving grace, as you've quite properly identified, is that you've got in place all the infrastructure to suggest that Hong Kong is your effectively your only place of permanent residence. And the challenge then is just to map out how you decide to experience your lives over the course of the next 5 years, and the choices that you make in terms of how much time you decide to spend in Hong Kong in terms of number of days, and also the number of trips that you make back to Hong Kong. I mean, really avoid staying away for several months at a time continuously, because that kind of sends the wrong message. But if you are coming back on a regular basis, even if you choose just to spend, you know, a small amount of time when you're back here, I think you'll find that the profile that you'll build up over the course of over the next 5 years should see you in good stead, and you'll go on to be able to persuade the department that that you've passed the test for approvability for a permanent residency application.